All right, welcome to the podcast. Today's a very important podcast, very important. I share with you something that has been on my mind for a while now, that I battle sometimes whether or not to tell you what I think is coming. But today I let you know, and we talk about State of the Union. Oh my, was there a lot to talk about. Also, I think we should be commended. The entire podcast, not one mention of International Women's Day, and we carry that as a badge of honor. Here's the podcast right after this. First, let me tell you about Real Estate Agents I Trust. When it comes time to sell your home or buy a new one, it's a pretty safe bet you're going to want somebody to help you with some home repairs. You know, somebody who knows what really needs to be done. But also, you know, a few repairs here and there that can boost the value of the home on the market, and you don't necessarily know what those things are. That's why you need a real estate agent you can trust. You don't need a home repair contractor who cuts corners. A lot of them cut corners. Many of the things that you're going to need, a real estate agent who's really good has all of the phone numbers, all of the names of people they've worked with for years that will get it done right. They know how to do it and make your house sell for the most amount of money. My company, realestateagentsitrust.com, is dedicated 100% to pairing you up with a real estate agent who is the best, who has all the best business practices, knows how to sell a house, knows how to advertise your house, so they already have buyers for your house once you're sitting down with them. So whether you're buying or selling, or you just have questions, we have been helping this audience for over 10 years now through billions of dollars in sales. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Where do we start? Well, I always like to say when I make a mistake, I'd like to lead with it. Last night, if you were watching The Blaze, I said, which I heard as I was walking away, Stu say, I've worked with him for almost 30 years and I've never seen him do that or say that. I lost my cool. Is that how you would describe that?
That would be an excellent summary of that moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, CFA are the three words that come to mind in when I'm losing my complete, colossal FA. CFA. I don't think I've ever done that before.
I don't think you have either.
No, and it happened because I just want to explain this. It happened because I just walked away from the television where I had been pacing like a caged animal because I was so angry at the lies. And not only that, the childish rubbing people's noses in it. You know, when first of all, he said within the first 5 minutes, he said that Donald Trump didn't care about the American people during COVID. He just didn't care. How dare you say that? How dare you say that? How dare anyone say that about you? My gosh. So it started there. And then he went into rubbing Republicans' noses, like in the border, which was a complete lie. We all know why did on his day of inauguration, all of a sudden, the border surge started. Why? 95 executive orders allowing it to happen. That's why. And when he said, oh, you don't care about fentanyl? Oh, suddenly you want to stop fentanyl coming in so it stops killing our American people. And I know, and probably you know if you've been listening to this last week, the truth on what's happening with fentanyl that is coming from China. It is intentionally, it is the opium wars that Britain did to China oh so many years ago. They're using the same tactic on us. They are transporting all of the ingredients for fentanyl over to one of their Chinese ports in Mexico. It then goes to a small town in Mexico where 1,000 Chinese workers have been transported and now set up shop to where they cook the fentanyl. Then China's sent over for the drug cartels, sold them at cost, the presses, because you need to make it look like fentanyl or Adderall or whatever drug. And so they take the fentanyl that the Chinese have put together, cooked up, send it over. Then the drug cartel uses the Chinese presses to make it look like Adderall, and that's what's killing our children. And the president knows it, and he won't say it. He won't stop it because he's in bed with China. How dare you? And when he said, you don't care. Oh, suddenly you care about fentanyl. Oh, I didn't know that now. Oh, my gosh. So I get on, and I'm asked just to do a rundown of this, and I have my notes, and I'm going through my notes, and I'm talking about it, and I'm trying to make good points, and then I know it's done. I'm on for like 5 minutes, and Stu says, thanks, Glenn, and you start to say something else, and I realize I haven't really expressed what that was. No point that I made from my notes really summed up what I felt the president did and who he was in that. And that's when I dropped the CFA, maybe more than once. And I shouldn't have done that because I want to be a better person. And quite honestly, I am glad I am on federally regulated broadcast airwaves today, because it's why one of the reasons why I joined my church. I need strong framework to help me be a better man. And if I were on a podcast only today, I would not be a better man. So I am grateful for the first time in my life for the FCC, who will make sure I'm a better man today.
Can we guarantee our affiliates that that mistake from last night will not occur during this program?
We are on a 37-minute delay right now. Hey, so, yeah, we started this show 37 minutes ago. It won't happen. But, boy, do I feel it.
Look, the frustration is understandable. I mean, I think we all felt it watching that because it's so egregious and it's so overt. I mean, I was losing my mind at the economic stuff, where this guy who fights and campaigns on wanting a shutdown, shuts down millions of businesses and or cheers on and or votes, you know, on it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he's in support of all these policies. Donald Trump wants to end them. He criticizes them and says he doesn't care about anyone. He wants to kill everybody by ending these policies. He gets into office. He wants to continue this shutdown over and over and over again. Then finally, the American people are like, screw you. We're going back to work, whether you like it or not.
A year after that, he lifts the ban.
Yep.
Remember? A year. We were like, we're still under that?
Right. Like, we didn't even realize it in Texas, for sure. He finally releases it. Everyone's already going back to work. And then he stands on stage and takes credit as a job creator. I mean, the cynicism of that argument is almost impossibly egregious. It is like if you try to give the most dishonest argument possible, you couldn't craft one better than what he did last night. He did the same thing.
In every case.
And he did it over and over and over again on so many different topics. So, look, I appreciate your concern for your own restraint last night. If you would have been able to put cameras in everyone's houses watching that, you would have heard a lot of that, same word.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone felt that way watching that, because it's just that he's not even trying to be honest. He's not even trying to craft an argument that makes any sense. The border argument makes no sense. As if we've all been on another planet for the last 50 years and had no idea what he thinks about the border.
maybe he is just really tough on it, and it's been Republicans stopping him from securing it all this time. What moron could possibly believe that argument?
60% of the American people.
Here they are.
60% of the American
people. It better not be that big.
No, there are so many people that don't pay attention to the news.
I don't even think it's that high right now. He's trying to increase it. But what's the poll on his handling of the border? 18% approve?
Yeah.
I mean, it's luckily,
yeah,
I think people are seeing through
like
it.
A bumbling idiot. Last night, let's give honest reviews. Mm-hmm. Last night, he did not look like a bumbling old man. He slurred his speech, but by the time most people tuned out at the end of the speech, just because of anger or boredom, that's when he started getting really sloppy. But he made several great, I mean, I believe if I'm on his side, I would say that was a great speech.
Well, it was a great speech because he didn't fall over.
Yes.
He didn't fall asleep.
And he had several moments of, I will not budge.
Yeah. And while it feels so contrived to me, I think he cleared that lowest hurdle, which the lowest hurdle was he has to show he has some vigor.
Yes.
Even if it's completely drug-induced, he needs to show it. And so he did hit that standard, which is big for him. I mean, let's be honest. The biggest problem he has in every single poll, much worse than even the border or Afghanistan or any of these topics, is his age. And everyone thinks he can't do this job. I still think he can't do this job, and I think last night proved it for policy reasons, among others. But did show that he was awake.
Yeah, he did.
And that was important.
He did. And if you're uninformed or you just believe in all the same things that he does, then you thought he did a great job. And, you know, you give credit where credit is due. He did not perform the way I thought he would perform as a doddering old man. However, he always performs best in that setting.
Yep. Look, his biggest moments have been the moments where he's been able to show this. Debates are another one.
Yep.
He's typically shown up for debates, and he hasn't been good in them, but he hasn't been as bad as he's been in every other scenario.
Correct. I want to give you one other thing, and then we're going to start at the beginning. And go through this speech, because it was very, very revealing in so many ways. But I want to start with the fence around the Capitol. Why was the fence around the Capitol? Was it because of January 6th, or was it because of the Palestinians? And what happened? Why was the president 10 minutes late?
Back to the podcast in a second.
Let me ask you a question. Are you living the life you want to live? Are you doing the things you want to do? And if not, is it because you're living with pain? Even if you're one of those grin and bear it types. I'm not. I'm a grin and whine a lot kind of guy. Do you really want to have to do that grin and bear it day in, day out, always pretending to yourself and everybody else that you're doing just fine? You know, my dad always said, I always said, hey, Dad, how are you doing? And he said, getting better. Well, he wasn't really getting better. He was getting worse and worse in pain. But, you know, I understand the power of positive thinking. But maybe from time to time, a little help with the old body. And that's where Relief Factor comes in. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain by fighting inflammation. It's 100% drug-free. Relief Factor's Quick Start Kit. It's $19.95. Take it for 3 weeks. If you don't see any difference in 3 weeks, you're probably not going to. 70% of the over a million people that have tried it have gone on to take it and order it again and again. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. Now back to the podcast. You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program. Okay. All right. So let me go to Hillary in Virginia. Hello, Hillary.
Hi. I first of all wanted to say thank you to everyone at the Blaze last night for the roast. I needed that.
It's a lot of fun.
That was a very painful thing to watch.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I'm a mother, you know, just a regular middle of the country kind of mom. And my daughter and I are both dependent on daily medication, and watching the president lie and twist things and try to convince us that we need to continually pay more and more money to countries that we have no business being in, you know, and towards this war, when, you know, I can't afford to take care of my kid if there's a shortage of medication. I don't, you know, the frustration and the anger and the rage that came up last night, watching him belittle so many in the country and at the same time just unapologetically demand that we continue paying other countries, was astonishing. I've never feared for my family the way that I do right now. You know, and the sad truth is that because of inflation and because of the cost of everything, you know, my every dollar is so budgeted that the reality is I can't afford to buy a supply, you know, to get it like a Jace case to insure my family. I just, that's just not in my budget. And so it was just, to watch that train wreck of a campaign speech last night and realize that we have a government that is just controlled by evil right now is infuriating. And I don't know how long the hope of something better can last in just normal people.
So let me take some of the pressure off of you, just because I can hear it in your voice today, and I completely understand it. I'm going to put you in touch with Jace Medical, and we'll take that pressure off of your medications.
Thank you.
Yes. If they supply the medications, we'll cover that for you. Because medication, you know, what the president said yesterday about lowering prescription drugs and lowering the price, absolutely, absolutely want that to happen. However, the government is in bed, literally, with contracts on the vaccine. They enriched themselves and the pharmaceutical companies. It makes no sense to me that you slap people across the face publicly that you're making out with the hour before and the hour after. It's a game. The other thing is, he said last night that he's going to expand Obamacare. Every time, it is so critical for people to understand, why is the price of college the way it is? Because the government began to guarantee loans. That's why. Once everyone was guaranteed a loan, the lid came off. They no longer had to be price sensitive at all. Every time the government gets involved in something, they wreck the free market and prices go up. Obamacare was supposed to save your family, my family, $2,000 a month. That's what they promised us, to solve the ever-increasing prices of medical care, hospital care, and medication. So we did this gigantic bill, and what happened? We are now not $2,000 cheaper, we are $12,000 a year more expensive. And they want to expand it. At the same time, they are spending $1 trillion over budget, printing it, inflation, printing it every 100 days. There's a reason you should be gravely concerned about your country. There's a reason. I can think of a thousand ways that this thing falls apart in the next 6 months. A thousand ways. I can only think of one way where we make it, and that is through the grace of God, a very narrow path. We just snake our way and we just miss whatever is coming. That is going to be by the grace of God. So don't fear. You know, it's very interesting to me that you know, if people say, oh, this is like the apocalypse, you're a fearmonger. Well, is God a fearmonger? Because fear does not come from God. He's not a fearmonger. And yet, he didn't, the book of Revelation wasn't given to Paul to put, you know, there at the end because somebody was like, you know, this is a happy story. You know, we want a thriller ending. He did it so, as he said, do not fear. I tell you these things now, so when you see them, you'll know and you can be prepared. And don't fear. I will tell you, it is the unknown is frightening. But I want you to concentrate on one thing. You, I guarantee, and your daughter are better people today because of what we're going through. You are and if you're not, you should reevaluate your life. You are better people today. You have become more empathetic, more compassionate. You have been more well-read. You know what the republic is and the difference between a republic and a democracy. And you probably used to roll your eyes at those people. You know what's worth fighting for. You know what's worth living for. You know, Battle Hymn of the Republic. It says, what was the line? He died to save men's souls or something like that. And let us, the original, die to set men free. Die. That was changed to let us live to set men free. We have to stop worrying about us, and I don't think you are. I think you're worried about your daughter, and I am worried about my children and my grandchildren. God help us. What is the world going to be like? But I know if we have faith in God, he is very aware of what's going on. The enemies to the Bill of Rights are not our enemies. Those rights do not belong to us. They certainly don't belong to a government. They belong to God. He issues those rights. He's given those to us to protect. We create a government to do that. That is why men create or establish a government. We establish a government to protect those rights. So anyone who stands in the way of those basic human rights, you're on the wrong side. And if we continue to strive to be better. Last night, I blew a gasket. And I was asked to go right on the air. And I blew a gasket. And shouldn't have. It's not a memory or an image that I'm proud of. And I'm glad today that I can get up and apologize for that and have another shot and be a better man today than I am, than I was yesterday. And if we don't, it's perfectly reasonable and normal. Last night, you had somebody rubbing your face in the dirt and lying. Blaming you for the border, blaming you for the deaths that are happening because of fentanyl. That's pretty hard not to get angry. It's okay if you need to let off steam, but don't stew in it. We've got to get past the anger. Anger will only lead to very bad things. And the next few months, you know, I'm going to share something with you, I think, in the next 10 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, let me just get a chance to think about it, if today's the day to tell you. But we're going to be facing difficult times, and we will not make it if we are not people of Christ. We will not make it. We have to be better than we are today. We have to demand that we are better. Because this is a battle of good versus evil. And you cannot fight evil with evil. You cannot fight evil with anger. Evil loves anger.
You're listening to the best of Glenn Beck. Need a little more? Check out the full show podcast.
All right. I have to tell you that I think I've been wrong on the border. This has come to me recently, and when I say I'm wrong on the border, I kept thinking, and I said on the air several times, Joe Biden and the Democrats, what is your exit plan? Okay? You're going to pay a very high price. What's your exit plan? Now, why would I say that? Because if we are hit, when we are hit by terrorists, because we have let so many people in, you don't think people are going to say, it's the Bubba effect. You guys created the problem, right? So how do you fight? And I've talked about the Bubba effect for a long time. They've been looking at ways to diffuse the Bubba effect. How do you get past the Bubba effect where the people say, we're not listening to you. You did this. What's your exit plan? I've missed their exit plan because I think I was too simple. And I shouldn't say this is their plan. I think this is just the way it's going to work out. Unless we're very, very alert all the time. Think about the people that are here. We have more people crossing the San Diego border now in from California to Mexico. We have more Chinese crossing that border than we do Mexicans. 30,000, 33,000 to be exact, since October. 133,000 in the last 3 years. We know we have people from Iran who are on the terror watch list. We know that there are people from Syria on the terrorist watch list. We know that we have Palestinians that wish us ill coming across the border. Canada is taking people in, no vetting, from Gaza into Canada. You don't think any of those are going to slip through the border? We know that there are Russians in the country that have come here illegally, slipped across our border. There are so many dangers that have come across this border that it's unprecedented. It's unprecedented, and maybe in world history. So what is your plan to deal with that? Well, they don't have one. In fact, when it comes to China, they lowered the standards. You're supposed to ask 44 questions, you know, to find out where they're from, what's going on, and why they're here, and if they're, you know, claiming asylum. 44 questions. Biden, for Chinese only, he lowered that to, I think it was 7 questions. You don't ask them any more than these 7 questions. Why? Why? We're overwhelming the system in everything. Does anybody feel overwhelmed? I feel overwhelmed just with my kids. Just what's happening at school. Just what's happening with faith and the sudden appearance of, Nazi style evil just blatantly out there. I feel overwhelmed by what's happening with our dollar, our budget for a country, our budget at home, the jobs. I feel overwhelmed with everything. They have overwhelmed the system. And last night in the State of the Union address, he talked about overwhelming it even more with more spending. We are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. $1 trillion that we don't have, we're borrowing it from the Fed. They're just printing the money every 100 days. Last night, Biden said something incredible that I bet slipped by most people. He was talking about how Florida was banning books. And he said, we don't erase our history. We build our history. No, history is being rewritten right now. Right now. We know it because if you really believe that, then why did the VA, why were they instructed to take down the picture in Times Square for VE Day? Why? You are erasing our history. And that's critical because you must have people that remember. The most used commandments in the Bible, fear not, do not fear, and remember. Remember, remember, remember. We have not intentionally have not been taught our children what we went through on 9/11. They are now, according to TikTok, a Chinese ByteDance operation that, according to their own documents, they're poisoning the minds of Americans to try to rip us apart from our history and our identity. And it was TikTok that was showing the videos of all the people saying, you know, I just read Osama bin Laden's manifesto, and I think he was right. American, young Americans, remember. But when you have fear, fear not and remember. When you have fear, you don't remember. When you have fear, you don't think. You go into animal mode. Animals don't know that there's a tomorrow, and they don't know there was a yesterday. They're not human. We can remember, and that helps us. So I go back to, how does this work into your favor if you're Bubba, you know, the Bubba effect? You know it's a matter of time. Your own Department of Homeland Security is saying every red light is flashing right now. We're going to be hit, and we're going to get hit bad. Well, when that happens, what do people say if it's bad enough? They're already saying it in New York and in other cities, San Francisco. They're already saying it. Make it stop. Just make it stop. I don't feel safe. Make it stop. So the people who created the problem are now being told, make it stop. Einstein said the people who created the problem cannot solve the problem. But that's what we're doing. And we will do it en masse on a day where a terrorist attack will make 9/11 look like rookie stuff. Imagine a week of 9/11s. Make it stop. We don't think, we're afraid. And they will make it stop. They will pick up all of the extremists. Well, who are the extremists? Will it be the Chinese? Will it be the drug cartels? Will it be Iran? Palestinians? The people who want Sharia law in Michigan or in Minnesota? Will it be the Klan? Russia? Because remember, he said last night, the threat to our freedom and democracy, it comes from within and without. He started last night talking about a two-front war, both inside and out of our country. That was his message. And he said, it will not stand. So, terrorist attack. Make it stop. Make it stop. Somebody's got to do something. It will not stand. We will scoop up all these extremists. We will stop this. Well, when you have chaos, you just want it to stop and you don't notice certain things. You will silence, of course, it's only logical, silence anyone who is giving disinformation. The World Bank and the World Economic Forum and I think the UN have already said that if there is a worldwide banking crisis, the people who do not agree with the solutions from the governments must be silenced or they can collapse the entire system. So when I say to you, there will be things you won't hear from me. I may not be here or I may not be able to say it. I mean that. I may not be able to say what they're doing with the economy is wrong because it will erase all of my voice. Well, we know that everybody who is on the other side, as demonstrated last night, seems to be some sort of extremist. If you don't agree with what their plan is, you're a dangerous extremist. So when they say, we'll make it stop, we have extremists everywhere. And anybody who's saying, wait, that's not an extremist. Are you going to be allowed to speak? Or will you be labeled a extremist? And when you're going after extremists because the country has been so horribly ripped apart, I've been saying, what's your plan? What's your exit plan? Because the country will know, and it will tear you guys apart. You won't have a chance of being reelected again. And the country will be torn apart if you keep going this direction. Well, not if you silence those who are speaking out against it, not if they're labeled extremists, and not if you can declare some sort of martial law. In fact, I think the opposite will happen. Do you notice how united we were on January 6th? Do you notice how united we were with George Floyd? Because we all recognized that killing and destruction is wrong. We were divided with BLM. When people were looting, we weren't divided when they were protesting, but when they were looting and burning cities, we were divided. Half the country said, that's okay. The other half said, no, it's not. We were labeled the extremists. They were not. You know, it's an amazing thing about our memory. I'm amazed that women can have children and be screaming at you, never again, get away from me, while they're having a baby. Never have sex again. Ah! And the minute the child is born, it's like they forget. Why? That is God's gift. It's God's little trick to make sure that we keep having children. Because if women had perfect recollection of what that was like, they wouldn't do it again. The same thing with bad traumatic things like September 11th. We forget because, have you ever seen those people with perfect recollection where you can give them a date and they can say, I was wearing this. This was the temperature outside, the forecast for the day. This was the news story. And on days where some real trauma happened, if they are keyed to remember that day, the emotion is as real and as painful as it was at the moment. They don't usually do well. Again, a gift from our Maker. Forget. Forget. It's never as bad as you thought it was. Forget. That's a gift. But as with all gifts, because there's opposition in all things, it's a gift and a curse. And in times like this, you must force yourself to remember, to look at history, to look at where we've been, to not go down the normalcy bias. We are not in, it's a horse on a highway. We are not in normal times. Remember. Remember your Maker. Remember what makes us great. Remember what our mission here is, to set people free. The things that we found self-evident, remember those things. prepare, fear not, and stand.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.